I can know and let go of a past hurt, but what is a good Buddhist to do when the hurt is direct and in your face? For example, repeated verbal abuse by my partner. Loving kindness can only go so far. Well, one of the things that, you know, when we talk about knowing and letting go, that's on a past hurt, a present circumstance that it's appropriate for, but you know there are things that one does need to address. One has to deal with it in some way, and certainly if we take the example of the Buddha, he was extremely practical, and if we read the suttas, we hear the from the discourses and the Buddha teaches this monastic and they become enlightened, or teaches that lay person they become enlightened, and it's all very inspiring. But if you read the Vinaya, which is the book of discipline, and it's like 6 or 7 volumes, that's where all the monks and nuns were up to all sorts of mischief and doing things wrong and doing things, getting into arguments, taking advantage of lay people, doing harmful things. The Buddha hears about it, and he calls that monastic in and said, "Did you do this?" And he said, "One of the strongest rebukes he gives is, Moka Purisa, which is like, you empty fool." that sense of, no, there needs to be something done. So that the Buddha will address that and say, that you can't do that. That's not appropriate. It's not skillful. So those are ways that, there's one has to give oneself the opportunity for redress of situations that are not helpful, they're not supportive of you as a human being. The ways that we deal with it, of course, are enhanced by our ability to approach it with, with Dhamma in the heart, where it's one's able to not get swept up in the reactions of one's own reactions of aversion or frustration, and then also to be able to be quite forthright. So there's a balance that needs to be done. And I can, for myself as a teacher and abbot of a monastery, it's a long time now. And it's getting on, about 29 years. I've been an abbot, and the early years when I saw things that I thought weren't right or appropriate, but I'd really lose it. And last year when Ajahn Chandoko was here, he was saying, you people, you have Ajahn Pasano and Abhayagiri, and he's this kind, wise teacher. He said, but you should have seen him before. He was scary. And so that, and it's extraordinarily unfruitful. So that you, I certainly learn from the mistakes I made, and to be able to see something that is unskillful or inappropriate, but then to be able to bide one's time and say things at the right time in the right way, so that people can take it on board and use it skillfully. That's something that takes time, but it's also something, say for myself, as I've become more clear, and I can be quite, I can actually be quite blunt with people, and it's just sort of, well, it just needs to be said, so said, and it's on my part, it's sort of done. It doesn't sort of move it. It actually usually has a much better result, in the sense that, you know, if there's anger or aversion, but if it's, you know, it's just sort of, oh, it's just sort of laid out there, then people can accept it more easily. But it is appropriate to recognize that one shouldn't be just sort of, well, I'm supposed to be a good Buddhist, so I should just sit here and spread loving kindness. But I mean, there's one can have loving kindness, but still respond to situations that really need to be redressed and need to be brought to light. I mean, I think of all the people I know, have known, I mean, Ajahn Chah was certainly the person with the most loving kindness I ever met. And that being said, if somebody was out of line, they'd know about it. They'd hear about it. Remember one monk who, Westerner, Vietnam vet, big guy, football player. You know, Ajahn Chah is a pretty little guy. You know, he might have been 5 foot. And he just sort of took that monk, sat him down, had a bit of talking to him, and it was really clear, straight, uncompromising. It was really, that person was shattered. Because it needed to be said, because you know, it was just getting out of hand. But that was somebody who'd seen a lot, and that was it had to be redressed. It was done with kindness in his heart, but it was very truthful. So you know, one has to have that balance.